InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, October the 18th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Here we take a little bit of a look at the real ugly truth behind everything that's been going on for the last week about this so-called journalist. He's not just a journalist. He has a lot of ties to Osama bin Laden. He has a lot of ties to terror, to the Muslim Brotherhood. Just like the Bush family. Just like the CIA. And there's been a release in the last day or two, a special report, investigative report by BuzzFeed, talking about hit squads being operated by, in many cases, retired U.S. military personnel, people who are doing the same thing for the U.S. government, now doing it for the United Arab Emirates, going down a hit list for the UAE's crown prince. Now, his name is not MBS. His name is MBZ. He's not Mohammed bin Salman. He's Mohammed bin Zubaya or something like that. This is not only an Islamic thing. You know, we go back and as I said, is this an assassination or were they rogue killers as President Trump tried to cover up with this? Let's face the ugly truth about what's going on here in both American policy, how we excuse this brutality over and over again. And what is really happening here? The different factions involved here, because that's what's really going on. It's a Game of Thrones. That's one of the reasons why we're not seeing the kind of reactions that we saw with the Skripal poisoning. Remember Nikki Haley out there saying, shoot the missiles, we don't need an investigation, shoot the missiles. Well, why aren't we shooting missiles into Saudi Arabia right now? Same standard, right? A bit more heinous, right? They actually killed this guy, right? He didn't just get sick. Why do we have this double standard? Why do we conduct foreign policy this way? We're going to take a look at the ugly truth behind all this. And we're going to take a look at the ugly truth behind this latest sensational accusation. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, because it's, a lot of this stuff is coming from Turkey. We can't trust Turkey either. Remember that in the coup, whether it was real or a Reichstag coup, a false flag, that Erdogan had in Turkey, they rounded up anywhere between, but the government's low figure was 50,000 people. Some people say it was 180,000 people. Journalists, university professors, middle-class businessmen, you name it. People like the pastor that just got released. They were swept up in this net to torture people. The pastor was not tortured. The pastor was used as a bargaining chip for ransom. That's another characteristic that that we see coming out of Islamic culture and government, just like assassins. That was an Islamic cult. So we see these people lined up by Turkey, the people who are complaining about all this, releasing this information, although they haven't released the tape, curiously enough. But they rounded up all these people, brutally beat them. The lawyers for them said many times we'd have our clients come to us covered in blood. The entire Middle East is covered in blood. The Islamic culture and government and society is covered in blood. The people who brought us suicide bombers, jihadi terrorists, assassins, and so forth. And yet, it is also embodied in our institutions, at the CIA. We don't get a free pass either. It's people like John Brennan, who is running the CIA, who has a lot of admiration and ties to Islam himself, who was running the drone assassination game, the disposition matrix. It's so much better when we do it from a distance, isn't it? And we just have those long-distance cameras. We don't get up close and personal to see the dismemberment. But it does happen when you get hit by a bomb. It does blow you to pieces. Just not slow motion with a saw as they play classical music in the background. And then we have our own serial killers here in the United States, like Kermit Gosnell, who played classical music while they searched his house for body parts and found them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, October the 18th, 2018. You know, politics is a game of hypocrisy. And I have not seen this kind of international, global hypocrisy, even as a close observer of politics. This is absolutely astounding, the hypocrisy that we have seen on every side. Now it's extending, of course, to the Chinese. Chinese media are complaining about U.S. commitment to human rights. China, the official government spokesperson, said, on the one hand, President Trump promised severe punishment if Saudi Arabian government's involvement in the journalist's death is confirmed. But on the other hand, he said he doesn't favor stopping arms sales to Saudi Arabia. After a phone call with King Salman, Trump suggested rogue killers were to blame. So what's going on? Now, this is coming from China. This is coming from China. The people who are always at the forefront of human rights. The abuse of human rights. It's like you'd have to go to Saudi Arabia to find anybody more abusive of human rights than the Chinese, or certainly as abusive of it. The Chinese do it in a less public way. They don't publicly execute most of the prisoners. I mean, they did publicly execute the spies who were working with the CIA after they found out who they were, tapping in Hillary Clinton's emails. You know, they had put a piece of software in there that sent them a complimentary copy of everything that Hillary Clinton sent and everything she received. And while she was Secretary of State, and up until the point that she left, they're rounding up all the spies in China that were working for the CIA, executing them in front of their other, in front of other people as a lesson to some, as the end of their career to others, but also doing it just to tell people, you don't want to work for the CIA. They're gonna stab you in the back. We'll shoot you in the front. But these are also the people, as I just reported last couple of days. I think it was Monday I talked about this. Yeah, it was Monday. Maybe Tuesday. Maybe that recent. The 20-year-old blogger that they came after because she started her program with the Chinese national anthem. And she was kind of, you know, waving her hands and conducting it. And said, you did not show the proper respect. And under that kind of law, they're rounding up people like her, people in Hong Kong, who don't respect Chinese dictators, who protest. They won't allow that. And they arrested her for something that trivial. Setting up social credits, monitoring everybody in their society. So they complain about our position in terms of supporting, continuing to support Saudi Arabia after they're being accused of this by the Turkish government, which has done a good bit of this kind of stuff themselves. Jeff Bezos is now being criticized for being quiet, because this guy worked for the Washington Post as a quote-unquote journalist. I'll tell you a little bit of information about Jamal Khashoggi. He was a bit more than a journalist. He has some other connections. And, of course, many of the so-called journalists at the Washington Post are caught up in these political games of thrones, have been for a very long time. He was actually an espionage player as well. But just like the Chinese, we've got hypocrisy from a lot of corporate executives. We've got JP Morgan Chase's Jamie Dimon, Uber's CEO, Google's cloud head. All these people are working with the Chinese to violate human rights in China because, you know, money. And of course, Jeff Bezos is not criticizing the Saudis because he's got a contract there that he would like to make. He also wants to stay in the good graces of the military-industrial establishment that wants to work with the crown prince. He's okay if he chops up people because he's our terrorist. It's our terrorist government. That's okay. And we're fighting the other terrorists. And somewhere along the lines, I think we have lost the plot. Because just because we're coming after bad guys doesn't mean the guys who we're working with are good guys either, does it? You know, a lot of you are going to be okay with that. You're going to say that it's naive not to get involved in that. And I say to you that we have become the monster that we fight. I can't tell the difference anymore, and I said this last week. It's one of the reasons I didn't cover this initially. I said I can't tell the difference between the CIA and the Saudi head choppers or the ISIS terrorists or the Mujahideen or Al-Qaeda. For some reason, they have been created and funded and trained and covered up by our own government. And when I say our own government, I mean the CIA, because that is our government, folks. They are the people who run Washington. If you haven't noticed that over the last 2 years with all this Russian, all these phony claims and setups of President Trump, you haven't noticed that the CIA runs the government? Come on. It's interesting that in a context where people are so publicly disavowing and disengaging that there's not been a clear statement from the owner of the newspaper, the Washington Post. Says a guy who is at the University of California, Berkeley Law School's Human Rights Center. He said it's legitimate to ask that person's opinion. Well, that's true. It is. I think it would also be legitimate to ask the person at the law school at Berkeley that talks about human rights why Berkeley doesn't care about free speech anymore. So much hypocrisy in politics, isn't it? But this is the most hypocritical thing I have seen, going back and forth about Khashoggi. Now we see that there is a supposedly an article that has now been released posthumously by the journalist for the Washington Post, Khashoggi. He now is speaking from the grave. And in this article that he is alleged to have written, again, I say alleged because the source is the Washington Post. I don't ever know if they are writing it or if there really is an anonymous source or a person who has passed on who can't say otherwise. But this is the voice of the Washington Post, the voice of somebody like Khashoggi. I'll give you his politics here in just a moment. Through the creation of an independent international forum, he is alleged to have said in this article from the Washington Post, isolated from influence of nationalist governments spreading hate through propaganda, ordinary people in the Arab world would be able to address the structural problems that their societies face. So see, the problem is nationalist governments, according to the Washington Post, globalists. So what we're going to do to fix all this stuff is to have an international forum that will get rid of these horrible nationalist governments. Because, you know, it's hate and propaganda. Tell me if you've heard this before, right? Stop me. Please stop me because I'm sick and tired of hearing all this stuff, you know, hate speech, propaganda speech. That's the what they're using to shut down people on social media. In the streets, when we try to engage these people, all they have to say is racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, xenophobic. They've got about five or six words that they hurl back at you. That's why it was so damaging. It's why Twitter had to shut down that devastating meme of NPC. You know, just showing these gray cartoon characters, which is really what the left has become. It's what the social media censors have become. These gray cartoon characters who have a limited vocabulary of five or six words. That's what they call non-playable characters in the video game world. You bump into them and they've got a little dialogue. You bump into them and they say racist, sexist, homophobe or something to that effect that would be appropriate for the game. But that's the game that they play in Washington. You bump into these people, you engage them, you try to engage them in any conversation, that's what you get. When you try to ask them why they have censored people, they say, well, you know, hate and propaganda. Russia, Russia, Russia. They are non-playable characters, the people on Twitter, the people in the Democrat Party, the people with Antifa. They're useful idiots, youthful idiots for the most part. But, you know, this is basically what this guy is parroting. He's part of that group. He's part of another group as well. But do you really think that if we have globalist government, that we're going to have this free speech erupting on us? You know, yeah, the Egyptian government is seizing stuff. The Saudis are seizing stuff. There's another bunch of journalists that nobody's talking about that have disappeared because they were investigating European Union corruption. A lot of journalists, and you've heard nothing about them. So much for the idea that if we transcend the politics of local nations, then somehow we're going to be in this utopian nirvana state of freedom. Nonsense.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. That literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. This alleged article that was just published posthumously by Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post journalist, and I put that in quotes because we're going to tell you what his connections were here. It came out, and again, he was saying all the problems in the Middle East can be solved if we have an independent international forum that is not influenced by national governments. And those, because those national governments, you know, they're just spreading hate and propaganda. So if we're going to have free press, we're going to have globalism. This is the ghostwriter now, apparently, at the Washington Post. But let's take a look at how this works when we move the situation from the national level to the multinational level or the international level. I mean, you know, EU is a good example of where we're going to go if we have global governance. You know, the UN is as well. I mean, look at the UN peacekeepers and what a stellar record of human rights they have as they go around. They have been at the center of human trafficking, child rape and prostitution in all these places where they go, the UN. So, yeah, we aren't going to really have any of these problems if we have global government, right? National government is what has to go because national government, according to the Washington Post and their reporter, is that they're going to spread hate and propaganda. But that won't happen with global governance. So let's take a look at some of the investigative journalists that nobody wants to talk about in this hypocrisy for the last week. Because it was a week ago, as this other story was breaking, we had a story that I also didn't cover that day. But it's time for us to talk about this. Because nobody has talked about this over the last week. And it's amazing to me that the brutal rape and murder of a 30-year-old reporter investigating European Union corruption in Bulgaria has been completely ignored. Isn't that interesting? Completely ignored in the United States. Just not a story. You would think in the light of Me Too that that would have added traction, wouldn't it? I mean, here's a, you know, female reporter and she is brutally raped and murdered. As they said, they described it, it was exceptionally brutal. Beaten, raped, strangled to death. But here we are. We're concerned about the murder of journalists. We're concerned about a free press, supposedly, as they all set by as the press is deep-sixed by Google, Facebook, and others. We're supposed to be concerned about a free press. We're supposed to be concerned about the murder of journalists, especially. And we're supposed to be concerned about women, but nobody cares about this. Bulgarian media were quick to suggest it could be linked to her EU investigations. Victoria Marinova had been reporting on alleged corruption in one of the EU's newest member states, Bulgaria. As they pointed out, she had just recently been talking to and interviewing Romanian journalists who were also investigating politicians and businessmen for alleged corruption of EU money. Oh, so they got EU money involved in corruption in Bulgaria and in Romania. Oh, okay. Oh, and then there was also the Maltese investigative journalist Daphne Galizia, killed in a car bomb in October. She had worked on the Panama Papers, which also showed money being moved around in offshore accounts of high-profile officials, many of them in the EU. Slovakian investigative journalist Jan Kuciak and his girlfriend, I guess that would be Jan Kuciak, and his girlfriend were shot to death in February. He was investigating tax fraud. A Swedish freelance journalist, Kim Wall, was murdered in a gruesome case in Denmark by Danish inventor Peter Madsen. She was killed, mutilated after boarding his submarine to do an interview. So this is happening a lot with journalists. There's also corruption that is happening not just in Saudi Arabia, not just with these Games of Thrones that are happening there, but also with the European Union. But, of course, Khashoggi tells us that it has to be nationalism because that's only where you're going to have these types of problems. According to Newsweek, those that are she interviewed just prior to her death, the reporter in Bulgaria, those that she had interviewed, the journalists had come under close scrutiny by the Bulgarian government. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, they cited local news website Terminal 3. The men had been looking into alleged fraud involving European Union funds while working alongside the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. In September, two reporters had been detained by Bulgarian police. The Reporters Without Borders said that they were arrested after taking pictures of evidence that was tied to the misuse of EU money by Bulgarian firms. They claimed to have found large-scale corruption. And so this is something that we see happening everywhere. And if you think that government and politicians are not going to be susceptible to this, if somehow they take on the mantle of globalism and they are elevated to a higher level, that is the narrative that the mainstream media wants to sell you, but you would, of course, be naive in the extreme. As you get more and more power, as more and more power is consolidated to fewer and fewer people, you're going to see this kind of corruption increase, not decrease. That's why the founders of America did everything they could to keep power from being consolidated in Washington. They wanted to divide power away from Washington. They wanted to divide Washington against itself. That's the only thing that anybody ever talks about with separation of power anymore, is the three branches of government. But they wanted to divide power between Washington and the states that had created it. Just as we've got sovereign states that have created the United Nations, it was sovereign states that created the federal government for a specific few purposes. They were very concerned that immediately, they were very concerned that the newly created governmental structure was going to take more power to itself. That's why they came up with a Bill of Rights. That's why specifically they put two of the 10 Bill of Rights in there to stop that kind of consolidation of power. They knew that power corrupts, and absolute power is going to corrupt far more deeply. Look at the corruption that we have in Washington. It's because there's so much power there. And yet everybody wants to move more and more power to government, more and more power to the federal government. Now, as we look at this particular investigation, President Trump is saying, well, let's have innocent until proven guilty. Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. As I said before, I think it was very important that we give Kavanaugh a chance to respond to these charges. I think he should be treated as innocent. Certainly, Ford could make her allegations, but there had to be evidence, because we should all have a presumption of innocence. A presumption that is not given to us by anything that the Supreme Court has done in the last 50 years. They have thrown our presumption of innocence under the bus. And I said that. I said, well, if he's going to get presumption of innocence, I think the rest of us should. Hopefully, that will make him a little bit more sensitive to it. But I have my doubts, quite frankly. He's been in that system too long. He's too connected in that system. I don't think that he is going to care about a presumption of innocence for us before they take our property, as they do in the war on drugs, civil asset forfeiture, where they take your car, your home, or anything else that you own, your cash, never even charge you with a crime, let alone find you guilty of it. I mean, you know, what the standard would be, not that Kavanaugh would be thrown out after the allegations were made. It'd just be that he was just disappeared without any allegations even being made, let alone being found guilty of anything. I mean, that'd be the true correlation. And we've seen this at the international level, of course, didn't we? When Nikki Haley was screaming for President Trump to fire the missiles, and he did, without any investigation of the Skripal poisoning or of the alleged gas attacks in Syria. I understand that we want to see the evidence, because we've been led down this path before when we were told about babies been taken out of incubator. And of course, that was put out by everybody, including Fox News. So be skeptical of everything you hear.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
You know, for the last month, Lindsey Graham has been living the thug life. He's had a newfound understanding, it appears, of due process. The same guy who used to tell you, if you were charged with a serious crime like terrorism, shut up, you don't get a lawyer. Now he's all about due process when it's one of his friends, Brett Kavanaugh. And he's also found a newfound respect for the rule of law internationally and morality, saying that we got to take out these people in Saudi Arabia as if they weren't like this before. Never noticed anything untoward happening in Saudi Arabia. Never noticed people being dismembered alive, having their hands cut off because they were convicted of theft, having their heads cut off for various other crimes, being stoned to death, or the assassination squads that were going along, or the unwarranted wars done in the name of regime change. All the sorts of things that Lindsey Graham has just been fine with. He's upset about that now. I remember Lindsey Graham arguing with Rand Paul over our drone assassination program that's being conducted under Obama and our Islamic sympathizer or maybe Muslim CIA leader, John Brennan. He had no problem with any of that stuff, but now he seems to have a newfound moral backbone. And he's out there with some great quotes, and I've enjoyed playing them. And when I play them, I point out the context of Lindsey Graham's hypocrisy. And so we're going to break down who these people are, what's going on in this Game of Thrones, who some of these rogue killers are, because it turns out, as a story that's been released by BuzzFeed, this is a confession of a Hungarian-Israeli security contractor. His name is Abraham Golan. He heads a Delaware-based military contractor called Spear Operations Group. And he does a tell-all with BuzzFeed. It's a story of U.S. covert ops that have gone wild. And, folks, it tells us a lot, I think, about why our policies of asymmetric warfare have consistently failed. Everything that we have done militarily has been a failure, ultimately. Yes, we can win the battles, but we ultimately lose the war because it then turns into asymmetric warfare, as we've seen in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's easy for us to go in and take out the conventional military forces in these different groups, but then we can't win the war because there's no good guys to put in place. And we wind up allying ourselves with these murderous thugs that are really no different in essence than the other people. But it ties us up into a quagmire. We expend American blood and American treasure, and we make the world a more dangerous place, especially for Americans, because then we become hated by both sides. Usually we look at this and we say, well, you know, there's no good guy in here, so we'll just use whoever forwards our interests, and then we wind up getting both sides angry with us, and the general population that is being who are innocent bystanders in all this, the civilians who are getting killed as collateral damage, the people who survive that see us as the source of it. And this is what it looks like, folks. This one guy, again, Abraham Golan, says, there was targeted assassination program in Yemen, and I was running it. We did it. It's a bombshell report about the shady world of American special forces and intelligence operatives going free agent, contracted by uber-wealthy American Gulf allies, building their own private armies to operate off-the-books assassination teams. This is a story from Zero Hedge. Maybe this is why President Trump called it rogue killers, because there's a lot of rogue killers out there, a lot of private assassination teams. This is how they do it, and it's how we do it as well. So let's grow up, and let's confront this. A lot of you are going to look at this and say, that's fine. They do this kind of stuff. We need to do it better. And some of you may say, whatever happened to our civilization that we no longer have any moral principles, that we become just like Lindsey Graham, our selective outrage? What does this look like? This is what we have slidden into as we have freed ourselves from any kind of moral constraints, as we've freed ourselves from the foundations of our society, Christianity. This is okay in other systems. It's okay for the communists. It's okay for the Muslims. It's not okay for Christians to do this. We used to be better than this. And now we're in the mud with these communists and Muslims. We act exactly the way that they do. Now that the world is finally waking up to the truly ruthless, murderous machinations of America's favorite oil and gas Gulf autocratic sheikdoms, there's new BuzzFeed UAE kill team revelations. Are they just the tip of the iceberg? Asks Zero Hedge. Surely there are more such ex-special forces groups that are flush with Gulf cash and patronage out there with a license to kill. This may not be even an uncommon phenomenon. You know, they not only have a license to kill, they have a license to torture. And, of course, we don't have a problem with that. Neither does President Trump. He just put in our chief torturer, Gina Haspel, put her in as CIA director. Because it's all about situational ethics, isn't it? And so is this situation any different than what we've been having? As they pointed out, Green Beret, Navy SEAL, CIA paramilitary vets were hired under the aegis of the Spear Operations Group to become what BuzzFeed describes as the private murder squad for United Arab Emirates, that's the UAE, and its de facto ruler, the Crown Prince. Oh, it sounds just like Saudi Arabia, doesn't it? It sounds even more like Saudi Arabia because his name is Mohammed bin Zayed. He goes by MBZ. Instead of the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, who goes by the moniker MBS. Okay? Totally different, of course, right? No, it isn't. They're just as similar as their initials. Who is a terrorist? Who is a politician? And who chooses? That's the mercenary. The American Assassination Squad received $1.5 million a month for confirmed kills, and they got undisclosed bonuses at various intervals for successful operations. An initial budge that worked out to about $25,000 a month for each man, about $830 a day. That's the price of murder. That's what a mercenary gets in today's market. To give a veneer of legal protection and immunity to the contractors, UAE actually commissioned the group as officers in the UAE military. They gave them uniforms. They gave them IDs, badges. We got badges, you know. You don't need that. Well, you do need some stinking badges for this kind of work. Because he said, we did it, we requested that for judicial reasons. In other words, if you wear a uniform and you've got a badge, you can kill people with immunity. We've established that domestically as well as internationally. Illustrating that groups of mercenaries are possibly tied to the CIA, three sources familiar with the operation told BuzzFeed that one of the kill team contractors had been part of the CIA's ground branch, Langley's own special forces paramilitary team. Sources further said another was actually still active as a SEAL in the Navy Reserve and possessed a top secret clearance, something apparently U.S. law overlooks as long as a service member has reserve status. The group would receive active target lists through the UAE military chain of command. This guy who is speaking to BuzzFeed, doing his tell-all confessions, says during the flight, Gilmore recalled, a uniformed Emirati officer briefed them and handed them a hit list, 23 cards with 23 names, 23 faces. Each card featured rudimentary intelligence, the person's role in Yemeni politics, for example, or grid coordinates for a residence or two. Yeah, this is just like the movies, isn't it? Your mission, should you decide to accept it, blah, blah, blah. Here's the people that you're going to take out. We have seen this so many times in the movies that we've been conditioned to think it's just okay to do this. If they're the bad guys, of course. And, you know, we can be sure of who the bad guys are, can't we? Or can we? Gilmore said some were members of Al-Islah. Some were clerics. Some were out-and-out terrorists. But he conceded he couldn't be sure who anybody was. That's right. That's the fatal flaw in our policy, isn't it? The fatal flaw in asymmetric warfare. You can't really be sure who these people are. And there's going to be a lot of innocent people killed directly, a lot of innocent people killed indirectly. That creates blowback. That means these wars never end. That means people want to come to America and kill us. That is the whirlwind that we have sowed. And we're going to take a look at more of this Game of Thrones. We're going to take a look at Jamal Khashoggi and his connections to Osama bin Laden.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to take a little bit more closer look at the Arabian Game of Thrones. I want to tell you who this guy really is. We've had a lot of talk about the crime, and we've had a lot of astounding details given to us by the government of Turkey. We have seen no evidence yet. And I think it is right to wait until we see the evidence. But of course, they didn't want to wait to see the evidence before they launched missiles into Syria based on a phony story. Again, folks, I'm not going to go back into the Skripal poisoning and how they had to sex that up. It was the third time they had had allegations inside Syria of nerve gas being used against people. And every time it came as the regime that we were involved in overthrowing was about to drive out ISIS out of a stronghold. Every time they did that, trying to get us involved there, trying to stop that from happening, trying to get us involved as either the Air Force or the ground troops for ISIS, because those are the people that we put in. They couldn't win the war, so we needed to send our own troops in there to finish up what they couldn't do. And so we generated these false flags, and they did it 3 years in a row. And so for the third time, they had to come up with something special in the UK. And we saw Nikki Haley and Theresa May. Theresa May, who is betraying her own people on Brexit. We'll talk about that later in the program. And Nikki Haley, who is a globalist that is going to be betraying President Trump in many ways. She was always an ever-Trumper. She's still an ever-Trumper. I still believe that if it wasn't written by somebody at the Washington Post, it was written by Nikki Haley, that anonymous letter attacking President Trump, especially the things they were concerned about. But nevertheless, saying that it was Novichok, a nerve gas that is eight times more poisonous or toxic than our own nerve gas, and nobody died. Come on. We've seen this type of thing before. And immediately, we had missiles launched in. And it didn't suit Nikki Haley that President Trump didn't do it even sooner. So yeah, let's wait on this. We've had a war that was ginned up because we were told that babies were being taken out of incubators by the Iraqis as they invaded Kuwait. Later we found that was a completely fabricated lie. That was put out there by all the mainstream media. Now all the mainstream media is telling us that they have this recording and that they can hear him being interrogated, beaten, and dismembered alive. Well, let's see the tape. Let's see the evidence. I mean, if that is the case, That would put this administration in a very difficult position to support that. But this is all about the politics. And the morality is going to take a backseat to this. And I'm going to show you why in just a moment. Before I do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do. We have 50% off all InfoWars Live products at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. 50% off and free shipping on all the InfoWars Live products. Things like BrainForce Plus, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, and Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. No fluoride, but it has a good halogen iodine, and it has nano silver, which can fight bacteria as well as virus in your mouth. And of course, bacteria in your mouth leads to gum disease, leads to heart disease in many cases. So it's very important, special ingredient, nano silver. Also, our other products like Ultimate Bone Broth, Bod Ease, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. Everything that we have is part of the InfoWars Lifeline. 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, as we look at this, let's just go back to about a year ago, November 2017. And at that point in time, you had the Crown Prince rounded up over 200 members of the Saudi royal family. It's a very large family. It's a big, big, unhappy family, quite frankly. It is Machiavellian in the sense that you, far beyond what you'd see in most Shakespeare plays. I mean, these people have the knives out for each other in very special ways. So over 200 members of the Saudi royal family were rounded up as we had this young prince announced as the successor. That in and of itself was unusual. And the timing of that was interesting, as it came after a meeting with Jared Kushner just about a month earlier. Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, had a meeting in Riyadh between MBS, the Crown Prince, and himself. It went into the early mornings. At the meeting, Kushner is said to have turned over to MBS a list of names of the Crown Prince's opponents, leading figures of the Saudi royal house, of government, of major businesses. And then within a month, he moved against all these guys. He took them to the Ritz, kidnapped them, held them, tortured some of them. Some individuals have never been seen again. There are allegations that some died, that some are still in a coma. Some of the people who got out turned over 60% of their wealth. And these are billionaires to this guy. So that's the connection that the U.S. government, that the Trump administration has to the Crown Prince. And Saudi Arabia also considers itself to be untouchable because of the petrodollar. You know, it's all about the oil and the money, isn't it? I mean, they have a tremendous leverage over us. They have us over the barrel of the petrodollar, as well as what they've shown with OPEC. They were given that power with Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon. The Saudi consul in Istanbul is relieved of his post. This is the guy that, according to the reports, is telling them, okay, you know, guys, don't do this here. Do it outside. I'm going to get in trouble. We got a doctor saying, guys, put on some headphones and listen to music so you don't hear the screams and all this stuff. Yeah. So these are the things. Looks like the Saudis have found their fall guy. The comments of Zero Hedge. So who is this guy that was murdered? Before we get into any of the details and the likely foreign policy fallout from this Game of Thrones. Jamal Khashoggi, as is being reported by Dan Greenfeld, he did a very long expose of this. Very good. I'll try to just go through this quickly, give you the highlights. But it begins this way. In high school, Jamal Khashoggi had a good friend. His name was Osama bin Laden. He said, we were hoping, this is from Jamal, so we were hoping to establish an Islamic State anywhere. As he is reminiscing about the time that the two of them had together in the Muslim Brotherhood, he said, we, that is he and Osama bin Laden, believe that the first one would lead to another and that that would have a domino effect, which could reverse the history of mankind. In other words, after they established their first Islamic State, then they would have another one and another one and another one. And before you know it, you're going to have a global caliphate. And folks, when we look at the competition between these Islamic dictators, these Games of Thrones that they have, whether it's the competition between Erdogan and Turkey and Fethullah Gulen, the guy that is our preferred and protected guy with the CIA, he came to the United States, he's being protected by the CIA, he's now in Pennsylvania, He gets about $750 million of your taxpayer money to educate your children through charter schools. Isn't that nice? You wonder what they're teaching them? Well, he's got over 1,000 schools worldwide and other places where he doesn't have to pretend to be religiously neutral. They are openly Islamic madrasas. Fethullah Gulen, Erdogan, both of them in Turkey, they want to be the leaders of a global caliphate. And as Jamal Khashoggi is saying, Osama bin Laden and he were saying, hey, if we could establish an Islamic state anywhere, it could lead to many others. And so we could, you know, do that worldwide caliphate thing. They all have the same dream. And they all act the same way. And when we go in and select one of these guys, like the crown prince, or like Osama bin Laden before him, as a person that we're going to work with, then things tend to draw us into this cesspool, this world in which they live. The friendship endured with Jamal Khashoggi following Osama bin Laden to Afghanistan. Khashoggi credited Adel Banerjee, who is listed at one time as one of the world's foremost terrorist financiers by the Treasury Department. He credited Adel with bringing him to Afghanistan to report on the fighting. And when Osama bin Laden set up al-Qaeda, he called Khashoggi with the details. This is how he is a reporter for the Washington Post. After Afghanistan, Jamal Khashoggi went to work as a media advisor for former Saudi intel boss Prince Turki bin Faisal, alleged to have links to al-Qaeda. Yes, of course he did. This is the guy who, for a couple of decades, was head of Saudi intelligence, and you can't tell the difference between Saudi intelligence and the CIA. He suddenly retired just before 9/11. A lot of people said, oh, maybe, you know, since he was very close to Turkey, Prince Turki bin Faisal, let's say, this is getting very confusing. Will Muhammad please stand up? Anyway, so he was, we'll have to use different names other than just Muhammad or Turki. He was very close to this guy who was head of Saudi services, intelligence services. And a lot of people tried to read something into the fact that Turki bin Faisal stepped down just before 9/11. Yeah, there are a lot of things that happened like that. Exactly 1 week before 9/11, you had Robert Mueller put in as director of the FBI. He would be a very useful person. You had a lot of personnel changes that were happening in the CIA and as well as the U.S. government and in Saudi Arabia. But we're going to, those allegations are coming from one of the alleged hijackers. But of course, there was also very close connections between these people and the Bushes, the Bush family too. Maybe we should look into that.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. That literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we've had people speculate that perhaps Jamal Khashoggi was taken out because he had some embarrassing secrets to tell us about 9/11. Because he was so close to Prince Turki bin Faisal. And yet he was also close to Osama bin Laden. So maybe he did have a lot of embarrassing secrets for the CIA and others. Because Osama bin Laden, also known as Tim Osman, that was the name that the CIA gave him when they brought him in to tour CIA facilities, military bases, and so forth, when they worked with him. That was their code name for him, Tim Osman. These guys were deeply connected to the CIA, deeply connected to the Bush family. The Bush family flies out immediately after all this happened, they immediately identified Osama bin Laden. They knew it was him instantly, just like they knew it was Russia right after the Skripal poisoning and so forth. But yet they still flew out all of bin Laden's family, made sure they got out of town real quickly. You look at all of this stuff as this was going down, as Jamal Khashoggi was in touch with his high school friend, Osama bin Laden, guys that had remained together all these years. When the other 19 hijackers perpetrating the attacks of September 11th, as the alleged attackers, Khashoggi wrote that the Saudis would not give in to American demands for unconditional condemnation or for total cooperation. In other words, we're going to do our own thing. We're independent of this. And so, as Dan Greenfield points out, he said Khashoggi was not a moderate. He was no more so than the Muslim Brotherhood that he supported. He wasn't a proponent of human rights. He was a proponent of Islamic rule, of an Islamic caliphate, a global caliphate, just like Osama bin Laden. If Afghanistan was going to be the base. We've got Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen. They think that Turkey is going to be the base of a global caliphate. It's where it's going to start. They've all got that dream. So Khashoggi wasn't a proponent of human rights. He proposed a global caliphate. He could be found on Al Jazeera, on Qatar's jihadist propaganda network, always complaining about Saudi opposition to the Muslim Brotherhood and how it was friendly to Israel. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman should get rid of his complex against the Muslim Brotherhood and start treating them as the enemy or as a threat to Saudi Arabia, he said. So in other words, let's side with the Muslim Brotherhood. Jamal Khashoggi's career of spouting Muslim Brotherhood propaganda for his new Turkish and Qatari masters came to an end in a curious way. When you look at what happened in Turkey, as he points out, in the summer of 2016, there was an alleged coup, which, whether it was real or not, it was used by Erdogan as an excuse to round up anybody and everybody that he thought was against him. Amnesty International estimated that 50,000 people had been detained. The UN put the figure as high as 180,000. That included 300 journalists. Oh, but wait a minute. This is one journalist that disappeared. I just talked to you about all the whistleblowers looking at EU corruption. Nobody cares about them. Nobody cares about the 300 journalists that were arrested by the Turkish government, as the Turkish government is so concerned about this one journalist. The hypocrisy is just dripping on both sides, including the American government, including the Trump administration. I'm not giving them a pass either on this. Lawyers describe clients being brought to them after this Turkish coup, all these people arrested, being brought to them covered in blood. Erdogan went after professors, judges, law enforcement, military, and the free press, whatever remained of it. A Human Rights Watch report documented electric shocks, beatings with truncheons, rubber hoses, rape by Erdogan's Islamic thugs. Heads were banged against walls. Men were forced to kneel on burning hot asphalt. Medical reports showed skull fractures, damage to testicles, dehydration. The media didn't show any hysterical outrage at these crimes like they have over Jamal Khashoggi. Isn't that interesting? It's not just the hypocrisy that we've seen from Lindsey Graham and other people who have not only stood by but encouraged what's going on in Yemen by the Crown Prince Saudi Arabia, but also they turned a blind eye to what happened in Turkey with Erdogan. They turn a blind eye to the murder of journalists who are investigating corruption in other places. Isn't it amazing, the hypocrisy? We'll be right back with more.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the hypocrisy being shown by the global media. You know, it began by the Chinese government saying, this is a point where the Trump administration has to decide what they're going to do, because this is about human rights. You live in a glass house if you're going to talk about that in China. And of course in Turkey as well. I was just talking about the fact that, anywhere from 50 to 180,000 people in all walks of life were rounded up in the aftermath of the alleged coup attempt against Erdogan. 300 of them were Turkish journalists. So why would this journalist, Kemal Khashoggi, be so comfortable in Turkey, asks Daniel Greenfield. He says it's not hypocrisy, it's consistency. He said Erdogan and Khashoggi are both militant Islamic activists. So there's a reason why Jamal Khashoggi felt so comfortable in Turkey, while actual journalists in the country were terrified that at any moment they'd be locked up, tortured, disappeared. If that was the fate that befell Khashoggi, it was a commonplace one in Turkey. The media's disproportionate outrage over Khashoggi has nothing to do with human rights. Politicians are shrilly urging that we punish the Saudis. You know those politicians like Lindsey Graham? The shut up, you don't get a lawyer? It's like, what happened to due process now? That Lindsey Graham? Many of the same politicians were not happy when President Trump used economic pressure on Erdogan in an effort to free the American hostage, Pastor Andrew Brunson, that was also caught up in the aftermath of this coup attempt. Now, the pastor, Andrew Brunson, wasn't one of the people that was actually allied with Fethullah Gulen. If he had been, he would have been beaten, tortured, killed. Instead, they were using him as a ransom chip, a bargaining chip. Well, we got a pastor. You got a pastor of ours, an imam, you know. So we'll trade you one pastor for one imam. You got, is that a deal? And President Trump said no. And he brought them to their knees with economic sanctions. And good for Trump. I think that's the right way to deal with these people. I don't think we need to be making partners of Turkey. And we don't need to be making partnerships with Saudi Arabia either. And I think President Trump is wrong on this. Very wrong on this. Because as he finally finishes talking about this, he says, so this is really ultimately about Islam. This is the way these guys operate. And again, all of these individuals want to set up a global caliphate. He said, put this case in context. Before the media and the politicians who listen to it drag the U.S. into a conflict with Saudi Arabia. And of course, we don't necessarily need a context for that, do we? You know, let's not get into a conflict with Saudi Arabia because they own us. They were given the keys to our economy. They were our partners in setting up the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. So we better not do anything with them. It's all about the oil and the money. So hands off, no matter how corrupt, no matter how many people they openly mutilate. I mean, the hypocrisy of complaining about the Saudis cutting somebody apart, dismembering them while they're alive. They do that on a regular basis, and they're proud of it. It's part of their Sharia law. This is about Islam. That's what they do. It defines them. So the media wants the Saudis to answer questions about Jamal Khashoggi. Maybe the media should be forced to answer questions about why the Washington Post was working with a Muslim Brotherhood propagandist. Touche. That's absolutely true as well. And we know why. And we know why he was pushing a globalist agenda. See, the Muslims have been a part of partners with these politicians and these billionaires. I hesitate to call them capitalists, but that's, they are crony capitalists. These crony capitalists and these politicians want to set up a world government. It's very easy for them to bring the Muslims in because they think that their destiny is a world government and they're going to rule it. So they are the logical partners in crime for all this stuff. Everybody's got their own agenda, don't they? And we better understand that some of these people we're working with aren't NPCs. They do understand what's going on. And they might turn this thing around on us. The real mystery isn't Khashoggi's disappearance, writes Daniel Greenfield. It's why Republicans aren't asking those questions. Well, here's some Republicans that asked some questions about this. National Review says, well, we're not at war with Saudi Arabia, though if we continue to insist that we're at war with terrorism, it is not obviously the case that we are not at some level at war with Saudi Arabia. Take out the double negatives. And what they're saying is, if you are saying that you're at war with terrorism, at some point you're going to have to admit that logically we're at war with Saudi Arabia, right? If that's true, because Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest terrorist states out there, at least with some constituents of its power structure. According to current reports, Khashoggi was not just murdered. He was hacked to bits. He was dismembered. That's a crime, but it's also a message. It's not clear that Washington can read that message. So what do you think that message is? You think that message is that we shouldn't be dealing with assassins, with jihadis, with terrorists? That we shouldn't become those things ourselves? Because, folks, as long as we have the CIA in control of our government, and it is, these aren't just expressions of Islam. These are expressions of the globalist government. Now, I don't know if these people at the top, if Erdogan or Fethullah Gulen, if they really believe in the religious aspects of their global caliphate, or if they're just using this to control the useful idiots out there who do. I don't know. I don't believe that the CIA believes that they're going to set up a global caliphate, but they do believe in some other fantasies, I think, that are sold to them to get them to set up this globalist government. And of course, you've got people like John Brennan who embrace all these different aspects. You know, Brennan embraces the act of terrorism. He embraces murder, torture, assassination. Of course, he uses high-tech tools to do it. He doesn't use a chainsaw or a hacksaw to do it. He uses a multi-million-dollar drone to do it, and he does it at long distance. So that makes it nice and clean, doesn't it? No, it's still the same thing. Obama and his disposition matrix that he created with John Brennan, the man who many people have reported has embraced Islam himself. They love this. You got people like H.R. McMaster. Do not say the words Islamic jihadi terrorists. Do not say that. That is not the correct understanding of Islam. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. And it is the correct understanding of Saudi Arabia especially. So now we see these sensational, every day it gets more and more sensational. They cut him up while he was still alive. Grisly details of the Saudi journalist killing emerge. We see that the Saudi doctor is telling people to listen to music during the writer's decapitation. A Saudi doctor who was allegedly sent to Turkey to assist with the dismemberment of Jamal Khashoggi reportedly told others in the room to listen to music to ease the tension as they cut off the journalist's head and dismembered his body. No media organization has listened to the purported report or the recording made by Khashoggi. And so that brings up the question, is this going to be another one of these deals where we were driven to take major action because we had been told the outrageous stories of babies being taken out of incubators by the Iraqi soldiers who had invaded Kuwait, only to find out later that the reports that were put in all the major media, including Fox News, were lies that were fed to us to get our outrage? The Saudi doctor, listen to music so we don't get distressed by what's going on. You know, there's an amazing parallel for the American public. I've been talking about the American government. I've been talking about the CIA and how corrupt they are at these different levels. But there's an amazing parallel to the American public here. And that is, when I look at this report about music, it brought me back to the reports about Kermit Gosnell. As they were searching his apartment for the baby parts that he had dismembered, and he didn't bother to dispose of them, he was playing Chopin on the piano. Not going to be distressed about that. What do you do, American public, to keep yourself calm while babies are not just being taken out of incubators, they're being taken out of their mother's bodies and dismembered? What do you use to tranquilize yourself and not pay attention to that heinous crime that is being conducted far more than anything that even Erdogan did?
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
President Trump seems to be willing to overlook this one murder and not go to war with the people who are supporting our global reserve currency and who can burn the world down financially. Others, I think, are now pretending to be unalterably outraged, to quote John Boehner when he's talking about marijuana. We got a story about marijuana coming up here. To quote John Boehner, you know, he's alterably opposed to marijuana until now, and now he is working with some marijuana companies to make a lot of the other kind of green stuff, cash. And so money talks, doesn't it? And we are willing to overlook the murder of tens of thousands of people just in Yemen, or the hundreds of people that the Saudis execute every year, dismembering them alive. Cutting off their hands if they're convicted of theft, or cutting off their heads for other crimes. We overlook that. We don't have a problem with that. We don't care about what they do to each other. We don't care about their support of terrorist groups all over the place, as long as it can be used for our purposes of regime change and so forth. But some people want to pretend that this one murder now is a tragedy, even though millions of people is a statistic. And, of course, that's always the way that it is. That's what Stalin said. It's not about human rights, it's about political agendas. As Henry Kissinger used to say, we don't have permanent allies, we have permanent interests. And he could also say we don't have any controlling moral authority here. And I would say that to the people who would excuse what President Trump is doing. I don't think we need to be allied with any of these people, just as I said, with Turkey. Look at Erdogan versus Gulen. We don't need to be allied with either of them, and yet we are. And we actually are allied with both of them in certain ways. We play both sides of the fence, and we get everybody angry with us and attacking us. And we increase the chaos in the world. We increase the death and suffering. We increase the terrorism because it is a tool. It is a tool of American foreign policy, terrorism is. We have supported the terrorists. We have created the terrorists. We have armed the terrorists. And we've used them for our geopolitical ends. We've used them to establish a surveillance state in the United States. We blamed 9/11 on some Saudi terrorists, but then we said, well, we're going to get these guys out, and you're not going to be allowed to do anything to the Saudi government in terms of reparations. We're not going to investigate this. We're just going to say they did it, but now they are above investigation, above reproach. So let's move on. Nothing more to see here. There's a lot more to see there. I will never believe the official government conspiracy theory that these guys took down, just in New York alone, took down three steel buildings with two planes. Only two planes. And they took down three buildings right into their, just collapsing their footprint. We even heard the guy on the third building, building seven, pull it, which is what they say when they pull these buildings down. President Trump knows that's not what's happening, and yet he's not revealing that either. He's not exposing the lies and cover-ups of 9/11, and Saudi connections and the Bush family connections. And all of that. And the CIA connections to all of that. And so when we look at this newest report, you got the guy in the console who looks like he's going to be the fall guy saying, don't do that in here. I'm going to get in trouble. Do it outside. Allegedly, this is caught on recordings. Of course, nobody's been able to listen to these recordings. We're just given the word of the Turkish government, Erdogan. And of course, we can trust anything that they say, right? You trust nothing that they say. But according to them, they've got a recording of this. Maybe they do. Maybe they do. It certainly is going to be embarrassing for anybody who doesn't take action if they come out with those recordings. But we're also told that the doctor that was there to dismember the journalist alive told people, listen to the music. It'll ease your tension. As I said in the last segment, if we go back a few years, And we bring this down to the hypocrisy that we have in America. You know, are we really that concerned about one journalist that's being dismembered alive? When we turn our backs on about 3,000 abortions that are being conducted each day here in America, a 9/11, there is a 9/11 connection for you. About the same number of babies, innocent babies killed in America, dismembered like this Saudi journalist that we're supposed to be so upset about. But that's just a statistic, isn't it? We don't really need to care about those babies being dismembered. You don't have to see that. You don't even have to hear it. It's a silent scream, isn't it? Many people have said. And of course, Gosnell reacted the same way when they finally got around to raiding his house. And there was a lot of reluctance to do anything about it. Again, because of why? Because of the political agenda. Just as we look the other way for Al-Qaeda or for ISIS or for Saudi Arabia, because of our, we hope that we can use them for our political agenda. We look the other way for Planned Parenthood as well, don't we? Republicans continue to look the other way. They continue to campaign saying they're going to do something about it, just like they said they're going to do something about terrorism. And yet they work with Planned Parenthood. They work with the terrorists. The Bush family especially worked with both the Osama bin Laden family and with Planned Parenthood. Prescott Bush, patriarch of the Klan. He was the treasurer for Margaret Sanger. Had his name right up there on the letterhead. First time they started operating officially. He was there with her, working on that genocide against the black community, especially, but against innocent babies. So as they finally get around, it took them a long time, and this is why you need to see the story. I interviewed Felim McAleer, the guy who wrote about the Gosnell situation, and then did a movie with Dean Cain, Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. It premiered last Friday. It's doing pretty good. It's not in the top 10. I think it was like number 12, but it was number 8 by another metric, I think per screen or something like that. And what they do is they look at the trial. They look at the reluctance of the people to go after Gosnell, even though there was a lot of evidence that he committed a lot of murders, and he was eventually convicted of 3 of those alleged murders, and he's serving 3 life sentences. But they really didn't want to do anything about it because he was part of a political agenda. They're very reluctant to do that. That's a big part of the story that they tell in that movie, because it's a dramatization. It's not a documentary. It's a dramatization. And they talk about the investigation. They talk about the trial. They don't get into the gruesome details like I'm about to get into right now. Because they searched his home. He played the piano. He played Chopin on the piano as they were searching his home for dead bodies of babies that he had dismembered. You know, they went into the Saudi embassy there in Turkey, and they haven't found anything. They didn't find any journalist parts, but they found a lot of baby parts in Gosnell's place. Body parts that he had tried to force down the garbage disposal were still there. He ran a clinic of horrors. As they've said, you want to see a slasher film? You want to see a horror film? You know, they don't get into the gory stuff, so you're not going to get satisfied in that respect if that's really what you're looking for. But this really is a horror film about Gosnell. But to give you an idea, as he's sitting there playing Chopin on the piano, the police are going through the place in biohazard suits. Said there was unbearable smell. And at one point, they go into the kitchen, and there are so many limbs forced down the garbage disposal that an arm popped out as they tried to plunge the system. An arm popped out into the street. But it's just a baby arm. You don't have to worry about that. But we went in the first war because they took babies out of incubators.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and Globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. For the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We can talk about the disgusting hypocrisy of governments, of the Chinese government, of the American government, the disgusting hypocrisy of the media, the disgusting hypocrisy of these globalists who have been all too happy to take the money of these Saudi monsters and then pretend to be, this is beyond the pale. You cut up this journalist, you murdered him and cut him to pieces alive. Well, let's talk a little bit about the hypocrisy of the American public, about the hypocrisy of Western civilization, quite frankly. It's not just America, it's all the Western countries and why they're being taken down, folks. Because you have to understand, this is not about a war of terror. It's not about a terror war. It's not even about a culture war. Here against abortion, these types of things. We look the other way, as I pointed out with Kermit Gosnell, as things like this are being done here in America and across the West. We look the other way because we've already lost the one war that matters. This is not a terror war, a spiritual war, a culture war. It is a spiritual war. And quite frankly, America doesn't have the equipment to win it anymore. Neither does anybody in the West. They have lost the weapon that they need. They have lost their souls. We have lost our souls as a nation. We no longer care about these types of things. And I think this hypocrisy, as I saw them talking about cutting this guy alive, apart alive, and the interviews that I had about the Gosnell case, it's like, why is it that we no longer care? You know, it's not just the Gosnell case where the guy was delivering babies alive. He'd kill them with scissors. He'd snap their spinal cords. Big babies. Full-term babies. He also allowed a woman. You know, this is all about women's health, isn't it? He allowed a woman to die who had survived 20 years in a refugee camp. He over-medicated her. They couldn't get her out of the facility because they didn't have the ability to get the gurneys through there and so forth, as fellow Michael Lear pointed out. She had to wait 45 minutes before they could get her out, so she died. A woman, a refugee, an immigrant, a woman of color. She checked all the lists, all the boxes that the people say that they want to keep this alive, keep this going, this Planned Parenthood monstrosity thing going, because it's about women's health. We had Wendy Davis here in Texas, later ran for governor. Fortunately, she was thrown out. But she did a filibuster because people had the audacity to say, look what happened to this woman who had survived 20 years in a refugee camp. Nobody could get her out of there. So let's make sure that people aren't going to be able to do surgical procedures like abortions unless you can get gurneys in for their health. You want to say this is about women's health? All right, let's make sure it's about women's health. Oh, no, said Wendy Davis in her long filibuster. She said, this is sacred ground. Abortion is sacred ground. And to underscore how it was sacred ground for these people, as the debate was going, you had Christians outside singing Amazing Grace, and you had the pro-abortionist out there getting in their faces yelling, Hail Satan. It is a spiritual war. We don't even know what war we're fighting anymore, and we don't have the equipment to win it. He allowed one of the other things that Kermit Gosnell did. You want to talk about women's health? He allowed a 15-year-old student to perform intravenous anesthesia on patients, had his licensed cosmetologist wife doing late-term abortions. And as the city prosecutor, and again, the movie Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, focuses on the trial. It focuses on the politics and on the reluctance to go after this killer, just like we're reluctant to say anything about the Saudis, because they're our allies and they're our partners in finance. They're our business partners. So let's leave them alone. Let's give them a list of people to round up. You know, Jared Kushner, go over there and give them a list. It's just amazing. As one of the prosecutors said, Pennsylvania is not a third world country. Yeah, we don't do those kinds of things here, right? Kinds of things that Kermit Gosnell did. Kind of things that the Saudis do. What's the difference? Why are we not a third world country? I think we've become one. I think we are becoming a third world country. Why? Because what made America exceptional was the morality that came from our Christian principles. And we have thrown those away. We don't care about the concept of just war anymore. We don't maintain the idea that was a Christian idea, that you don't attack another country unless they first attack you. That if you do that, you limit the combat to people that you can identify as combatants as to the best of your ability. And then once you are in a superior position, you stop. We don't care about any of that stuff anymore. So, yeah, we are a third world country, in spite of what you may think. And the evidence of it is the fact that we continue to fund the same kind of stuff that Kermit Gosnell did. He said, Pennsylvania is not a third world country. There's oversight agencies that stumbled here and should have shut down Kermit Gosnell a long time ago, but none of them did. Even after the death of Karna Maya Mongar, I think that's the refugee lady. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing her name. Look, folks. Here's another 9/11 connection. As fellow McAleer, who wrote the book and knows all about this, and produced the movie, said, they didn't have oversight of Kermit Gosnell because it was shut down by the new governor. Who was that governor? Tom Ridge, a Republican. Tom Ridge, who became our first homeland advisor and our first homeland security secretary under George W. Bush. There's your connection. It's all tied together, isn't it? Hail Satan. It's the Bush family. Hail Satan. It's the GOP. Hail Satan. These people who come to us telling us that they're going to do something about this, at least the Democrats have the courage of their convictions to call it sacred ground and to tell us who they worship. The Republicans, like the Bushes, are duplicitous about this. The way they've worked with Planned Parenthood from the beginning, the way they have worked with people like Tom Ridge who cover this up and then put them in charge to administer the police state that they'll put in place after their false flag of 9/11 that they pulled off with the Saudi intelligence people. Oh, yeah, we're not going to come after the Saudis. They are us, and we are they. You know, we've become just like them, just like them. We have adopted their morality. We've adopted their aspirations for global governance, regardless of how we're going to be paid off by Satan. Exactly like that. So we learned from Kermit Gosnell, did we, or did we not? Because just a few years after that, of course, we had the Center for Medical Progress do their undercover stuff, and they found that it wasn't just Kermit Gosnell who was cutting up babies. It was Planned Parenthood doing that. Just remember, going back 2015, undercover video showing Planned Parenthood Senior Director of Medical Services, Dr. Deborah Nucatola, describing how her organization sells body parts of aborted unborn children, admitting she uses partial birth abortions. That, by the way, is a felony, but no problem. She uses that to harvest intact body parts. So it's not a problem. Republicans didn't do anything about that. It caused a little bit of a stir, caused a lot of problems for Center for Medical Progress because, you know, if you're a whistleblower on this kind of stuff, they come after you. They didn't come after Planned Parenthood. They came after the Center for Medical Progress. And then a couple years after that, 2017, just last year, Planned Parenthood's Organs for Lamborghinis executive, the one that they caught a couple of years earlier, busted again in 2017. You didn't even hear about that. The Planned Parenthood executive, who in 2015 was caught on tape joking about selling baby organs to get a Lamborghini, was caught again last year, haggling over the price of organs that were harvested from bodies of aborted babies. And that video that came out last year, Dr. Mary Gatter, president of Medical Directors Council for the nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, is haggling over the price of baby parts. I mean, is it worse to cut up a guy who is involved with different competing political groups and terrorist groups and is a terrorist himself, even though they call him a journalist for the Washington Post? He's also a terrorist. Jamal Khashoggi is a terrorist. Is it worse to cut him up alive, or is it worse to cut up an unborn baby alive? And, of course, she was haggling. These are people who are supplying parts to the FDA and the National Institute of Health. That's the government. That's the customer. Stay back. Stay with us. Be right back.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine.
In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Politicians say Mo Tax is going to solve everything. And so the journalists, these guys must have been at the Beto debate. No, wait, they wrote that like 40, 50 years ago because it's the same old story. It just keeps going round and round. A lot of wisdom in that song, I tell you. Mo Tax is going to solve everything. We got record taxes. And they're growing spending faster than they're growing the tax revenue because we got record taxes. We got record growth because we cut taxes somewhat, but they're still getting record taxes because when you cut taxes, the economy grows. Record tax cuts equals record economic growth. And yet the politicians can always say we need more. We need the government to do more. And they don't do what they do very effectively. So that's the hole that we're in. Anyway, that was part of the debate the other day. I'm going to talk about something different now. Just say one more thing as we look at this. You know, Pat Buchanan and one of the editorials that he's done over the last couple of days talking about this Saudi Arabian thing, he says, with friends like these, the first one we talked about the history of this Crown Prince MBS that we are allied with in the Trump administration. But then he writes another editorial where he says, should the U.S.-Saudi alliance be saved? You know, taking the broader picture. You know, not just driving out this particular individual, but should it be saved? And he says, for Trump in the U.S., this appears to be a classic case of claims of international morality clashing with claims of national interest. And that is the essence of this. You know, we no longer have as a nation a moral compass. I don't know why we're even talking about national morality. Why does that even bother us? As I said, you know, we can stomach this being done to babies by Kermit Gosnell, being done for profit, being caught on tape. Talked about this. It's been years since that was exposed. That was 2015 when that first came out. Has anything happened from the Republicans? No, nothing. Nothing at all. Haven't done anything to stop this. And we're still maintaining this fiction that Planned Parenthood is about women's health. And so forget about the fact that they're doing abortions. All that money that they get from the government, that just is going to women's health. None of that's going to nonsense. You can't separate that. And so we continue going down that line. We're not alarmed by the fact that they cut up baby parts and then sell them for profit. So why would we care about this journalist? Who cares about that? We're way beyond that. Way beyond that. So we don't have a moral compass. You know, we don't even know the purpose of government is anymore. If we have a government of we the people, that government is going to be focused. You want a compass for what the government does. Well, that's going to be protecting the liberties and the rights of we the people. It would be a servant of the people. We don't even understand that anymore. We the people have been so frightened by 9/11, that thing that was pulled off by the Saudis and the CIA and the Bushes, that we no longer care about anything other than promises of security. We don't care about liberty. So we don't have a purpose for government anymore. What's a prescription for that? Well, that means that you're going to wind up with a government that is hell-bent on conquest, on control of you as well, conquest of you as well, not just foreign countries. It's going to be all about domination. It's all going to be about plunder. And again, they're not just going to dominate foreign countries. They're not just going to dominate and plunder foreign countries. They're going to be dominating and plundering you as well, plundering your wealth. And that's what our government has become. If we don't understand the purpose of government, we don't have a moral compass and we don't have an understanding of the purpose of government like our founders did when they said, we institute governments to protect rights. And if the government doesn't protect those rights but attacks those rights, then we're going to alter or abolish that government. No, no, no. We just come to the government and we beg them to keep us safe. Please keep us safe from the bad guys out there. We don't realize that they are the bad guys. They're working with the bad guys like the Saudi terrorists. They're our business partners. We're going to leave them in place. Our military, you know, our government has become tyrants who are bent on global conquest, and our military has become nothing but mercenary killers. You could see that in the article I had earlier. Okay, these guys are just perfectly content to go right out of the U.S. military and work as contract killers for the Arabs because they do it better than the Arabs. Let's talk a little bit about the hypocrisy that we have here with the war on drugs, a different war. You know, yesterday we had marijuana, cannabis made legal in Canada, recreational as well as medical. And everybody is talking about the story that I covered about a month ago. I guess they had NPR and a lot of the press saying, oh, what's going on here at the border? Because you've got situations like in Washington State where marijuana is legal for recreational medical use in Washington State, just as it is in Canada. Legal for both recreational and medical use. And yet, if somebody's crossing the border, the Customs and Border Patrol people, CBP, can interrupt you and stop you and ban you from the country. They can ban you for life if you say you use CBD, which doesn't get you high. It's not psychoactive. And they said, what's going on with this? Well, the federal government is in control of the borders and stuff. So NPR is trying to use this to attack the idea that we should have borders, that we should have any law enforcement of borders. No, we should have law enforcement at the borders, but we should have the right kinds of laws. We should have laws that are subject to the Constitution. That's the problem. The problem isn't Border Patrol. The problem is that we got Border Patrol enforcing the wrong laws in this particular case. And here's an example of it. We got a federal court yesterday, the same day that they're making all of this legal in Canada. A federal court, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Who else sides with the DEA to list CBD, which, again, is non-psychoactive. It doesn't get you high. It can't get you high by definition. They want to list CBD oil as a Schedule I controlled substance under the Controlled Substances Act, which is a violation of our Ninth and Tenth Amendment. But nevertheless. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upholding it just as the Supreme Court has upheld this. Let's go back to last summer. We had, Trey Gowdy, we had, Gerald Connolly, and we also had another Congressman Humphreys questioning Richard Baum, who is then the acting director of the National Drug Control Policy. They had a question for him. They said, why is it that marijuana, and they're not just talking about CBD, which is non-psychoactive. They're talking about marijuana in general. Trey Gowdy and the others are saying, why in the world is this listed as a Schedule 1 drug, which is the most dangerous drug in the UN schedule that was given to President Nixon when he created the war on drugs? Why is that still Schedule 1? Here's a clip from July of 2017.
I actually think that's his point, is that law enforcement doesn't, our sentencing scheme does not, methamphetamine and marijuana are not treated the same from a sentencing standpoint, but yet marijuana is considered to be inherently dangerous with no medicinal value, therefore a Schedule 1, and it would just be helpful, again, to Mr. Connolly's point, for us to have some consistency or at least be able to explain why certain drugs are Scheduled 1 and others are not, and we can save that for another day. And again, that's coming from two people that are not advocating for the legalization, just for some common sense in how it's scheduled.
Yeah, just for a little bit of common sense, because you've got this schedule that was created by the United Nations in 1961 that Richard Nixon said, oh, I've got an idea for a war on drugs. And he pulls out this 10-year-old schedule from the UN, and they put marijuana in as a Schedule 1 drug, which says it has no medical use. That's an obvious lie. As he pointed out, meth is a Schedule 2 drug. Cocaine is a scheduled trip. They're saying that meth and cocaine are not as dangerous as marijuana. It's absolutely insane, but it's also unconstitutional. It's also illegal. But you've got the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is kowtowing to the DEA's demands to have control over this and saying we're going to keep even CBD oil, which has absolutely no ability to get you high. It is simply a medicine. They're going to keep it as a Schedule 1 controlled substance. The hemp industry brought this lawsuit in 2016. When the DEA issued a clarifying rule that claimed that CBD was an illicit drug and a Schedule 1 to boot, right? The Hemp Industries Association, other hemp businesses challenged the DEA's rule. They alleged that the agency overstepped its bounds by essentially scheduling substances that were not classified as illicit. And additionally, they argued that the hemp-derived extracts that are rich in CBD or cannabis oil are protected under state laws and under farm provisions. So rather than acknowledge the distinct differences between hemp, which has no hallucinogenic or psychoactive properties, they argued that CBD is made from the flowering parts of the cannabis plant and therefore found in parts of the cannabis plant that fall within the definition of marijuana. So the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said, yeah, sure, we'll do that. Now, there is a method to this madness, folks, and it is about money. It's about money. It's about Big Pharma's agenda and how they want to criminalize anybody using this without going through the medical establishment, without paying confiscatory prices for big pharmaceutical products. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root,
chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. The last couple of days, we've had an amazing, insane decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And I know it's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and I know they do amazing and insane decisions all the time. But this is one that threatens all of us. Again, it is continuing to extend this insane war on drugs to CBD oil, which has no psychoactive components to it. THC and CBD are two substances that are in marijuana. You can alter that by selective breeding, or you can extract it or whatever. And you can wind up with something that only has CBD in it, or something that is very concentrated in terms of THC. You can up that side of it to make it far more psychoactive. But CBD by itself doesn't get you high. It has very effective medical properties that a lot of people have documented. This is a power play by Big Pharma to get control of this. Now, in this case, and I played for you what Trey Gowdy had to say, and it was back in July of last year, 2017, that Trey Gowdy and a couple of other Republican congressmen were asking some very pointed questions of this guy who was the acting director of the National Drug Control Policy Group, saying, this is stupid. This is crazy. Why have you got marijuana on as a class one drug? And he was very uncomfortable. He couldn't explain it. And now in this particular case, you've got 29 members of Congress sign on with the hemp industry and say, you shouldn't be involved in regulating any of this stuff as a class one drug. Even marijuana with THC in it should not be a class one drug. And many people have understood that this is really a move by big pharmaceutical companies to take a natural product like CBD, something that you could grow yourself if you wanted to and extract it, things like marijuana. They want to turn that into a drug that would be approved by the FDA that only could be sold if it was approved by the FDA. And then for that, they would charge extremely high prices, as they always do. And again, hats off to the Trump administration for putting through a rule through the HHS Secretary Alex Azar saying that they're going to have Big Pharma is going to be required in all these Ask Your Doctor commercials to put up the price that these drugs are going to cost you on a monthly basis if it's more than $35 a month. And typically, when you look at these drugs that are advertised on cable news and broadcast news, they're typically costing anywhere from $500 to $11,000 per month. So yeah, ask your lender for that too. They want to do the same thing to CBD oil. Motherboard reported last year on the drug industry's lobbying for legislation that would outlaw CBD oil by classifying it as a drug. They also noted that corporate lobbyists in more than 20 states are currently pushing to make sure that the pharmaceutical industry has the only legal supply of CBD. They know it's effective. For years, they have lied to you. They've told you that it's not effective. Now they're going to get behind this, and they're going to try to exercise monopoly control over it so they can gouge you on prices like they do everything else. And they will have the full backing of the mainstream media, because you still got mainstream media out there wringing their hands about how crazy Canada is. It's the only thing that Justin Trudeau has ever done that makes any sense. And they said the right way to do this is the way it's being done in Colorado, where they're trying to regulate hemp products like CBD. They just treat them as a food product. It's a natural substance. We had David Simpson here in Texas, the man who had the compassion and good sense to try to push for the legalization of marijuana products for medical uses. And he pointed out to all the children that whose parents were under a threat of arrest and losing their children because they found the only thing that worked was CBD, marijuana, against their kids' uncontrollable seizures. And he actually got that passed here in Texas.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to move on to some other news. We've got the first robots being deployed as security forces or as police. You saw this on the Drudge Report. Proudly reported by CBS, happening in New York City. Where else? The same people that put up all those monoliths everywhere. You know, oh, free Wi-Fi right here. Just hook your phone up and we'll scrape all the data off your phone. We'll put this up, and they're also conditioning people to get ready for that rollout of 5G that's coming, part of the smart city control for dumb people. Yeah, we got smart cities and dumb people. NYC is full of NPCs, non-playable characters, evidently, falling for this stuff. And now they've got the robot protectors, as CBS calls it. Robotic protectors can see what you're doing and even talk back to you. But the machines created by a New Yorker have prompted serious privacy concerns. Oh, really? Oh, why would we be concerned about that? I mean, they're not concerned about those Wi-Fi hotspots they put everywhere. Some people eventually exposed that, yes, they are grabbing information. Who would think? Who would think? What a surprise. They say that it uses the same technology as a self-driving car to patrol the sidewalks. Yeah, that's right, folks. You don't realize that self-driving cars are there to spy on you. This really is nothing other than, it doesn't have any arms or guns yet. So this is not Ed 201, Ed 209, something like that from RoboCop. They demonstrate it in the boardroom. They bring that thing in and go, all right, let me show you how this works. So-and-so, go over there and pick up a gun. And he picks up the gun and says, put the gun down. And the guy puts it down, and then it repeats the message. Put the gun down. It gets more intense. It gets more angry. I put it down. He starts trying to run away, and everybody's running away from him, and eventually opens up the machine guns on him and blows him through the, oh, that was fast. You guys got that in no time at all. You know, put the gun down. Was it Ed 209? Is that on there? Is that the thing? Yeah, Ed 209. Okay. Just going by memory. I wasn't really sure about that. Classic scene. That is the future of law enforcement, folks. That is RoboCop. And it isn't going to be much better if we get cyborgs in there than to have a fully autonomous police robot. But we're not to that level yet. It's a nice little friendly Dalek at this point. Doesn't even have the little rod coming out of it that the Daleks from Doctor Who had. And it's not screaming exterminate yet. Just give it time. But it uses the same technology as a self-driving car. They said this is a crazy combination of artificial intelligence, self-driving autonomous technology, robotics, and analytics, and something that is actually useful for society. Oh, yeah? Is it really useful for society? I'm not so sure about that. It may be that It is useful for society, unlike one of these robo-taxis, that in order for them to ever work, they're going to have to ban all of your private cars because they're not going to be able to work next to your private car. And they're going to be moving about as fast as your shopping cart at a walking pace. You'll be able to put your coffee there without even having a cover for it because it's going to be moving so slow, accelerating so, braking so slowly that you won't have to worry about anything ever spilling. Is that the way that you want to live your life? Not me. Not me. Give me dangerous liberty or give me death. All these things will probably give us death eventually. This is part of the private-public partnership to control you folks. It's going to make big corporations rich, just like we're talking about with CBD oil. Make big corporations rich and control you. They're not just about dominating and plundering foreign countries. They're going to dominate and plunder you, the American public, and you don't even see it coming. They want a monopoly, and they want government control. They're going to make big bucks for the big corporations, and the government is going to have control. That's what they want. So they're going to be able to tax you everywhere you go, but also track you everywhere you go, because that's what this thing really is. It's just a mobile surveillance camera at the moment. They said, and this guy who is a New Yorker, Lee, that they're talking to, his company has built three robot models in the U.S., and is introducing them to customers. Get used to your new master, your new crowd control master. This is the most ominous thing about the article here. This one quote from the developer, Lee. He said, the law enforcement apparatus is not going to scale. You can't keep adding more people, and we're going to add more people and more officers. But it's not going to happen. Society literally can't afford this. Let me translate that for you. When he said, law enforcement is not going to scale, what he's saying is you can't keep growing law enforcement by adding more and more cops everywhere. You know, because we've got more and more laws, we've got to have more and more law enforcement officers because we're going into a bigger and bigger police state. And he goes, it's not going to scale properly unless you start using robotics. You're just not going to be able to hire that many people. This is where the connection to the self-driving cars becomes a little bit more obvious, because remember, it was the first CEO of Uber who said the reason that our service is as expensive as it is, even though they were able to get away with not having to put up with, not do all the regulations that the bona fide taxi companies did by pretending they're not a taxi company. He said the reason that we're as expensive as we are at the moment, even though they had a competitive advantage, is because of that other dude in the car with you, the driver. We're going to get rid of that human driver. And then we're going to be so cheap that you won't even want to own a car. Going to get rid of those humans in the car. And this guy says, we got to have more law enforcement and we got to scale it up. That's what everybody wants. And we've got the only solution for that desire to have total control of everybody and everything that everybody does. Do you really want to live in a society like that? Where you got the law enforcement apparatus scaling up? I don't want the law enforcement apparatus scaling up. I don't want a police state. And so I don't want these robots that are going to be their solution. Because, you know, you can't afford to do it unless you get robots. And that's the concerning thing about this. This is what concerns me more than artificial intelligence becoming self-aware. Like the Skynet scenario out of Terminator. What scares me is that you're going to have a few people, a few politicians, a few people maybe like Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or maybe like this guy, who are going to be in control of scaling up law enforcement, and they'll control this robot army that will be ruling and lording their power over us. They'll be doing things that you can't get human beings to do. And that's what you can't scale up. You can't scale up the tyranny like you can with robots. And that's really, if you want to translate what this guy is saying, this is not about, you know, the imperative to scale up law enforcement. There is no such imperative. We need to be scaling down law enforcement. We need to be scaling down the number of laws. But that is his starting place. We're going to have to scale this up, and you can't afford to do it unless you do it this way. Well, they're just scanning up the tyranny. These things are going to be able to see your cell phone serial numbers. Things like that. That's what I said. They're just surveillance devices at the moment. But one person who is a resident there, Jose Rodriguez, he's starting to get the idea. But maybe not. He says, in the wrong hands, people could, like, you know, reboot it or something. No. They don't need to reboot it. It's already been programmed and designed to control you and to monitor you and to issue you fines and to keep you in line. It's going to control people. It's not going to control crime. This is the problem with all this. This is nothing but scaling up tyranny. Let me show you how this looks in France as they're starting to move towards smart cities. We got this story from The Guardian, which has increasingly become big government shills. After they published the Snowden Papers, I think maybe they got leaned on pretty heavily by the British government, and now they have taken the government line on everything, from Tommy Robinson to Facebook shutting down 800 alternative news sites last week, to shutting us down 2 months before, to this. They're always taking the big government line. And now what they're saying is France is considering bike registration as part of a drive to increase cycling. Yeah, I'll tell you, that's going to work. And I'm going to tell you what that shows us about what Western countries are turning into. I said earlier, as the person who uncovered the Gosnell atrocity said, we're not a third world country. And I said, no, we are. We are when it comes to morality. And we are when it comes to economics as well. I'll tell you why when we come back. Got proof of it right here in France with this new law. David Knight.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. That literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and there's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact you're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to give you proof of how the West is being brought down to the level of what we used to call the Third World. Why the Third World? Well, of course, the First World was the West. The U.S., Europe, Second World were communist countries. The Warsaw Pact that no longer exists. You know, the Soviet Union is no longer the Soviet Union. Many people don't understand that, I think. Russia is not the Soviet Union. It's different. And all the countries that used to be on the domination of the Soviet Union. When the Soviet Union fell, remember we used to celebrate the fact that Ronald Reagan defeated the Soviet Union. Now we don't understand that the Soviet Union doesn't still exist. Nevertheless, all the countries that were under the protection of the Iron Curtain, if you want to put it that way, the Warsaw Pact countries have now become part of NATO. And yet we still have to keep funding NATO for some unexplained reason. Nevertheless, the Third World was anybody that wasn't part of the West or part of the Soviet Union. So now it's just any undeveloped country, any poor country. I'm going to tell you evidence of how we're being brought to that, how we're being brought to that by the environmental narrative, you know, the sustainability narrative. We have to sacrifice our standard of living. We have to sacrifice our economy, our energy, and our transportation on the altar of sustainability. It is a green agenda that is just a watermelon. It's a thin veneer of green on an agenda that is completely red in the Marxist sense of being red. It is environmentalism, if you want to call it that. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off of all InfoWars Life products, things like BrainForce Plus, 50% off with free shipping store-wide as well. Secret 12 or vitamin B12, 50% off with free shipping. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off with free shipping. And, of course, that also has nano silver in it as well. Super Male Vitality, 50% off, free shipping. Bod Ease, the real red pill. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. Knockout, our natural sleep aid. All of those, 50% off with free shipping. As a matter of fact, all of the InfoWars Life products. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, take a look at those. All of them are 50% off plus free shipping. The biggest, broadest sale that we have ever had at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on in France. Again, this is evidence that, yes, we are becoming economically a third world country. They're coming after our transportation. And I say this because whenever you see pictures of countries where the people don't have a great deal of money, they are predominantly moving around on foot or on bicycle. If they got a little bit more money, they get a little motor scooter. That's how you know you're looking at a third world country. Very few people, if any, on cars. Well, that's now what they're pushing for the people in France and in the UK. That's what The Guardian is pushing. The Guardian is saying, look at what France is doing. Let's do that too. These global establishment shills, The Guardian. France is considering bike registration as part of a drive to increase cycling. French cyclists would have to register their bikes on a national database under a proposed law aimed at increasing cycling use and reducing theft. Now, let me explain this for you. Look at that picture there. That picture there is somebody that is in a bicycle. And you can see the bicycle wheels sticking out from underneath this little boxy pretend car. And they're pretending they're a car, and they think of themselves as being a car, okay? And this is a picture of France celebrating their car-free days in Paris, because one Sunday a month now, they are banning cars in Paris. And so these are people cycling around with a car. This is the insanity that is being forced upon us by these people with their UN agenda, 2030 UN agenda for sustainability. But when they're coming after these people with and creating a national database and telling them you're going to have to register your bicycle like a car, what is the message that they're sending to you? They're telling you this is going to be the way you're going to be moving around now. And just like we put these tags on your car so we can track you wherever you go, because this is going to become the mode of transportation now very quickly. We're now laying the foundation here where you're going to register your bicycle like a car, because your bicycle will be a car. It'll be your only form of transportation unless you want to get on the government transportation, you know, the subway or the bus or whatever. Bike owners would be given a certificate of ownership, and they're going to have to display these licenses. Does this sound familiar? These bicycle licenses? Sounds just like a car license. You're going to have to display it in a readable, indelible, permanent, and unforgeable way in a clearly visible place, says the draft documentation. In other words, they're going to create drivers. They're going to create tags for bicycles, just like they got automobile tags right now. And here's another one. This readable, indelible, permanent, unforgeable thing will also be readable by an optical reader, just like your license plate on your car. This is your new car and your new form of transportation, and they are going to monitor you everywhere you go with it. That's the whole point. So that's one of the reasons they want to take away your transportation, but they're also lowering your standard of living in France, in case you people didn't notice it. In case you people here want to understand where this is going on, it's a massive program of car theft, and the car thieves are the government. You know, it was Lysander Spooner who said the only difference between a highway robber and the government is that a highway robber takes your cash and then leaves you alone. The government steals your money and then follows you down the street, nagging you. Well, now, if we update that to the 21st century, the government steals your money, they steal your car, and then they follow you down the street with all their cameras, nagging you about everything that you're doing, and giving you fines as well, because they're going to give you, just like they do in China, if you jaywalk, they're going to have biometric identification for you that can't be forged, that can be tracked, and they will instantly give you a ticket for jaywalking, just like they're doing in China as part of their biometric program, with the cameras everywhere. They said improving financial incentives is one of the things that they're going to do for the people. They're going to incentivize this, just like they incentivize you giving up your real car and getting a little golf cart electric car that doesn't have any range, isn't going to last, and is unaffordable in terms of a long-term prospect of keeping it going, you know, because those batteries are going to wear out pretty quickly. It's not going to be economical to replace those batteries. It'll be more economical to get another car. Oh, except it won't. So they'll just be rented by the big corporations, because it'll be too expensive for you. You'll just come to that realization. They'll financially incentivize you getting rid of an internal combustion car that lasts, that's durable. And they will incentivize you to rent a disposable electric car from the big corporations. Well, they're going to also incentivize you getting a bicycle. They're saying that right now they're incentivizing people to use public transport. They're going to give people up to $500 a year just to ride around, get rid of your car, ride around in this thing. You know, maybe, you know, if you have any nostalgia to a car, you can get one of those little cardboard boxes that looks like a car and wrap it around your bicycle and pretend and go putt, 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 putt. You're going, maybe you can even get one of those little cards that we used to put in the on the wheel of the bicycle so that it makes like a little motor sound, you know, when the spokes go around there and flick it. It said in 2015, 2% of the people used cycles, 70% used a car, 13% public transportation, 4.5% walked.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment. I want to talk a little bit about the caravan that's on its way. We got the Mexican government saying they're going to listen to President Trump. They're going to stop this caravan this time. This time's going to be different. And again, we've got as many people as we had in the last caravan coming across, about 1,000 people coming across the border every day that we know of. How many people are coming across that we don't know of? And that's happening on a daily basis. Why? Because we don't have a wall. Once they enter our country, they don't just enter our country. They enter our legal system, our judicial system. They enter our welfare system. They enter our educational system. And then we can't get them out. You get in the legal system. Oh, can't get them out. Can't separate them from us or from each other. Can't separate the anchor babies from the parents. Can't separate the citizens from the non-citizens or the foreign citizens from the American voters. Not allowed to do any of that. So really the answer is to keep them out of the country. And that can be done. It can be done with the military. If we can't defend our country with our own military, then what good is the military? Oh, that's right. That's right. We use it for foreign wars and for regime changes and for empire and for foreign domination. And eventually it'll be used to dominate the American people. That's why the founders didn't want to have a standing army, because they knew that it would turn us into an empire. And it has. We no longer even protect our borders. We're over there overthrowing the borders of other countries with our armies. And we can't use the defense budget to defend our borders. Not going to be allowed. And so this new caravan that's being talked about has now grown to 4,000 people, about four times the size of the one that came through the first time we talked about this. The government of Mexico is saying yesterday, they said that they have dispatched two 727 Boeing planes filled with federal police officers to the southern border with Guatemala. They did that yesterday to intercept the caravan of Central American migrants who are trying to reach the U.S. border. Now, I've talked before to a retired border agent, and he talked about what's really going on with this. He said at the border of Mexico, they are so overwhelmed, the Mexican immigration control, border patrol, is so overwhelmed with people that they have reached their capacity in terms of all the people that they can grab and arrest and pull out within about 3 hours of starting the shift in the morning. And then the rest of the people that come in the rest of the day, as they're processing the vast hordes of people that come through in the morning, the people who come through in the afternoon just walk straight through, and they're not molested. And he goes, the people that they do pick up, they give them a transit visa to go through the country and say, you're not allowed to stay here in Mexico, but if you're on your way to America, here's the visa, and you can do that. And that's going to be what they are doing, because if you read the fine print on this statement by Mexico, it is just a head fake. They're saying that any migrant in the caravan needs to have proper immigration papers, or they'll be arrested and sent to their country of origin. Well, you know, I don't know that's any different than what they've been doing. They would give them, again, transit visas. Now, maybe they're not going to give them those transit visas. The other thing that the retired Border Patrol agent told me when I interviewed him was that they would not go to any of the American embassies or consulates as they pass through Mexico, and there's seven of them that they could go to any of those. And they could also go to any port of entry, and they could ask for asylum at the border if they went to a legitimate port of entry. They could ask for asylum at any of those embassies or consulates throughout Mexico that are the American embassies or consulates throughout Mexico. They don't bother to do any of that. Instead, they come across the border illegally. And that's really the issue. And now that's about 4,000 people. Now, Nancy Pelosi has been saying this week that the border wall is all about Trump's manhood. Okay, if Nancy Pelosi wants to turn this into a sexual subtext, then what does it tell us when she's for open borders? is she going full Stormy on us here? Nancy Pelosi is a prostitute of a different kind, quite frankly. I won't say that she's going full Stormy Daniels. But there is a lot of voter fraud that is happening. But Nancy Pelosi says just 25,000 votes could determine who has the gavel. In other words, who's going to be the Speaker of the House as she's holding up a gavel. She said, well, I need 25,000 votes swayed one way or the other. She said, if I get that gavel, it will give me leverage over Trump. Yeah, what's she going to use that leverage for? She's going to use it to increase taxes. She's going to use it to impeach President Trump, quite frankly. It's going to be one of the first things that they try to do. The question is, are they going to be using illegal aliens to vote? There's a lot of indications that they want to. Now, you have a situation that's developed in Georgia. You've got the Georgia Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, who is in charge. His office, his former office, is in charge of keeping track of voter registration in the state. And his opponent, Stacey Abrams, has seized on the fact, as National Review points out, that 53,000 voter registration applications put on hold. Why? Because in the state, they have to have what they call an exact match requirement. It requires voting applications to match other existing government documents like a driver's license or social security records or other things like that. They're trying to weed out fraud. Oh, that's not going to be allowed, she said. And if you do that, then you are racist, sexist, homophobic. She goes full NPC on us. What we see. So she accuses him of racism. She accuses him of trying to manipulate the vote. Why? Because he's looking for government documents to establish identity. The same types of things that you have to have when you get a driver's license, for example, here in Texas. You got to show all kinds of ID. It's, I think, a bit excessive, frankly. But for voting, I think they should have ID. I've pointed out how in North Carolina you don't have to have a picture ID. You just have to have a name and an address. And we have a very long voting period there in North Carolina. A friend of my brother-in-law's went to vote. And I said, you've already voted, and so has this other person at your address. And he said, that's my mother. She's been dead for years. That type of thing happens when you don't have to have picture ID. But then Stacey Abrams, who is accusing Brian Kemp of using racism because he wants to have some kind of an ID, like Social Security records or driver's license or something, in a speech said, the thing of it is that blue waves aren't blue. The blue wave is African-American. It's white. It's Latino. It's Asian. Pacific Islander. It's disabled. It's differently abled. It's LGBTQ. It's law enforcement. Blah, blah, blah. And then she goes on to say, it's comprised of those who are documented and undocumented. Okay. So you're going to have, as part of your blue wave, you're going to have people who are not legitimate voters. We've had in California, a Republican who's running for statewide office was going through the voter rolls trying to see who he's going to campaign to. And doing that, he came across an address in Malibu that had 75 voters registered to it. This is a Republican who's running for California Secretary of State. He came across an address in Malibu, had 75 registered voters at that address. And then we looked at the address to see what's going on. That address doesn't even exist. Isn't that interesting? Be bad enough if they had supposedly 75 people living in a small house, but then there's nobody at that house. In Texas, we've got four women facing felony charges accused of being what the Attorney General Ken Paxton's office calls an organized voter fraud ring in Fort Worth. They said the women harvested votes by filling out applications for mail-in ballots. They did it with forged signatures. Then they would either assist the voter with filling in the ballot, or they would fill it out themselves and use deception to get the voter to sign the envelope so the ballot would be sent back in. See, this is why it is not racism to say that you want to have a driver's license. Something is required to travel. Something is required to do basically everything. We've got billionaire Tom Steyer is going to donate another $2 million to Andrew Gillum in the Florida governor's race. See, if you can't beat him, buy him. That's the whole thing. Gillum is another one of these guys that has got the backing of these billionaires like Steyer and Soros and others. And they are, just like Beto O'Rourke, they are going right down the line of Soros globalism and Soros socialism. As a matter of fact, Andrew Gillum graduated a training school that has spawned the Soros army of revolutionaries, reports Breitbart. In scores of cases, graduates of the Rockwood Leadership Institute founded or directed notorious Soros-financed activist groups like Black Lives Matter, Media Matters, Move On, Tides Foundation. Soros' own Open Society Foundation sent top staff to Rockwood for training. Radicals like Van Jones and Linda Saussure are among many famous names listed as alumni. Gillum is listed as a 2012 Rockwood alumni. They've been grooming these guys for a very long time, and now they're financing them. And people need to understand, this has backfired on Soros when he's tried to finance local attorney general races, when people found out that he was funding it, even though he spent millions of dollars for a local attorney general's race, they pull that back. People need to understand this about Gillum. They need to understand it about Beto O'Rourke. That's it for the broadcast. Thank you for listening.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know
from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.